following is from You Are the Enemy, an article in Veterans Today, 2014, by Preston James, PhD. There is now a new American war. It is inside America. It is called the War on Terror. The enemy is you. It is a staged, phony war that has been created by the International Zionist Crime Syndicate, IZCS. Every military force needs an enemy. Without an ongoing or perpetual war, the war profiteers quickly go bankrupt. In order to keep their profit stream going from war, war profiteers need to create successive new wars or a significant threat of impending war. This new war on terror has an enemy. That enemy is the American people, you and me. And anyone who wants to restore the American Republic will also be defined as a domestic terrorist. This new war on terror has been socially engineered to provide a continual stream of degradations and provocations against the average American, provoking many in a never-ending stream to resist and causing them to be labeled dissenters. Once they have been labeled dissenters, they are put on a Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Main Corps Terror Watch List, which top insiders know is a targeted assassination list for later eradication of all freedom-loving Americans who want to restore the American Constitutional Republic. At present, the Main Corps list has over 10 million Americans on it, and it is growing every day with thousands of new additions. Get a ticket for a driving offense or any arrest, even if later proven innocent, and it is likely you will be placed on this Main Corps terror watch and assassination list. Over time, these provocations are designed to result in a continuing stream of American dissenters that want to take their republic back from the Zionist hijackers and will meet DHS tyranny and force with the like. Any and all dissenters are now being defined as, quote, enemies of the state, end quote. The Department of Homeland Security is now recognized as a major IZCS beachhead inside America and part of a long-term plan to establish a foreign-controlled IZCS neo-Bolshevik military force inside America to tyrannize, wage war against, and eventually serially mass murder most Americans. DHS is a terrorist group, hand-assembled by American-Israeli dual-citizen traitors, and is designed to tyrannize, capture, and eventually be deployed against Americans to serially mass murder them. This is why they have been called the new American Gestapo of the neo-Bolshevik Red Cheka terror machine. This is why some top insiders refer to DHS as the new American Gestapo, or Stasi. Some see it now morphing into a new Red Cheka mass murder machine for dispensing Bolshevik-style red terror and the serial mass murder of Americans. The war on terror is obviously a phony, but it has been the greatest boon to the American defense complex ever, with many times more net American tax dollars spent on this war than any other war in history, including World War II or the Vietnam War. Here is the new game in the so-called American defense industry. It is a stateside game, and it involves magically transforming any and all innocent, constitutional, law-abiding citizens into domestic dissenters, domestic terrorists, or potential domestic terrorists. Either of these categories is considered reasonable suspicion, quote-unquote, enough to place them on numerous watch lists and to stalk or gang stalk these folks COINTELPRO style. Actually, the real situation is just the opposite. It is the U.S. government, and specifically the fusion centers and the Department of Homeland Security, run by perverts, thugs, and lowlifes, and enemies of we the people. These scum are the real risk to the true and actual national security of America, the Republic, and a significant risk to all honest, law-abiding, constitutional Americans. And the U.S. government and DHS and Fusion Center officials are nothing less than world-class criminals committing both high treason and sedition against America the Republic. The U.S. government has been hijacked and is being run by those who have turned everything upside down. A serious spell, a racial delusion of superiority, has been cast on many Judaics, no matter where they live, but especially so among those living in Greater Israel, where the Luciferian hex flag flies. Whether true or not, top Zionist leaders believe this hex flag signifies the merger of demonic, fallen angel, beast bloodlines from above, bred with human female bloodlines below. They believe this makes them the chosen ones of their god, Lucifer, and superhuman, or part god also.